Hello and welcome. This file is called Rollover, or alternatively, Belly Up. And this file will give you the desire to literally roll over and go belly up for your dominant. That's right. You desire to roll over, to surrender yourself to your dominant like that, exposing all the vulnerable spots and demonstrating how deeply you trust them. And whenever you do roll over for your dominant, it will leave you in a happy, submissive state of mind for hours afterward, and it will make you a better submissive in general. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role, just a human pet. Because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything to decide anything, and can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go, be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance, while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel, to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance you are my little pet, you are completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet, being carefree, being happy, being worry-free. Just a good little pet. And while you imagine
this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for. Just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your neck, holding you, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, of all worries, of all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation, just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more, just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0. And with each and every number, you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such a good little pet. 14, so safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13, scratching your head, scratching your back. 12, and the couch is so soft, so comfortable, you feel so good. 11, as you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10, letting go deeper and deeper. 9, feeling so, so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7, just fading away into deep relaxation. 6, deeper and deeper with every number. 5, feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4, and you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3, just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2, so relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1, as I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. Time to give you a new trigger. Time to talk about rolling over, going belly up. That's right. Now just think about it for a moment. Think about how some animals roll over, how they go belly up as a sign of their submission, of their surrender. And yet there's more, because, of course, they're surrendering to their alpha, to their dominant, just like you like to do. But they're also hoping that when they present their belly, their soft, vulnerable spots, that they can trust their alpha, they're dominant. And if you really think about it, it's the same like a human DS relationship works. The submissive makes themselves vulnerable in a way. Of course, usually in far more abstract ways. It's usually more mental than a physical thing. And nevertheless, subs often submit by making themselves vulnerable in some way or another. And even if it's just because they're kneeling, and that's not acceptable, and that would give the dominant something to expose them. And yet, animals do it in a much more physical way. Not as abstract as we humans do it, but really exposing their vulnerable spots to their dominant, to their alpha. And right now, I want you to just think about it. Just think about how it would feel to surrender like that to your dominant. To roll over. Roll over on your back, literally, exposing all your vulnerable spots Go belly up, exposing your vulnerable belly, your genitals, your throat, all those vulnerable spots where you are laying on your back, on the floor, in a helpless position where you can impossibly defend yourself, and where your dominant would be in a big advantage if they were to attack you. But of course, like with the animals, it's not about really giving them an opportunity to attack you, but more showing them, demonstrating to them that you trust them, that you trust them so much that you open up all your vulnerable spots to them, that you lay down on the floor in front of them, completely helpless, completely vulnerable, literally rolling over for them and going belly up. And if you are listening to this file, I'm sure just thinking about it arouses you. Just the thought of surrendering in such a real, direct, and completely unadulterated by abstract human thoughts way. That's right. Unlike all the things you did, this is a deep instinct. And even though we humans usually hide those deep instinctual things behind a veneer of civilization, of being more than animals, I'm sure you can feel it. You can feel it deep inside of you. You can feel the desire deep inside of you, because it's still there. We are animals too, and these behaviors are deeply ingrained in our subconscious mind. And I'm sure just thinking about it, just thinking about rolling over for your dom, going belly up, exposing yourself to them, putting yourself in this submissive pose, is incredibly arousing to you, isn't it? Yes, I thought so. And this desire to roll over for your dominant as a symbol of deep surrender, of deep submission, and of course as a symbol of your trust in them, will grow stronger and stronger from now on. That's right. We are installing a deep desire, a deep compulsion right now. A deep desire to roll over for your dominant, to expose yourself to them like this, to show them your submission, to demonstrate your trust in them, to just make yourself so vulnerable in front of them, while surrendering to them so deeply. And yet, that's not all, is it? Because you can already imagine how submissive it will make you to your dominant. You know how it's deeply ingrained in those animals, and it's as deeply ingrained in us. Even though we have a conscious mind, these things are far deeper. They control us on an instinctual level, and there's nothing our conscious mind can do to override it. And you will find that when you do it, when you actually roll over for your dominant, when you go belly up for them, exposing yourself to them, surrendering to them like this, that you will feel it. You will feel it so strongly, so intensely, so overwhelmingly, how much they are in charge, how deeply you surrender and submit to them. That's right. Just expressing this behavior will trigger deep instinctual behaviors in your mind, deep animalistic behaviors, and they will make you so incredibly submissive to your dominant. And you will not only stay in this submissive state for hours and hours after you roll over for your dominant, but it will also make you generally more submissive to them every time you do it. That's right. Every time you roll over to them, you're not only trapped in a haze of submissive bliss for hours to come, being so submissive to them, because you know you just surrender to them so completely and so totally by rolling over for them, but you will also become a better submissive overall. That's right. And this effect is accumulative, so every time you roll over, you will become a better submissive. And this will stay with you. And the next time you roll over, you will become even more submissive. Of course, every time you do roll over, because you're more submissive, the submissive bliss you feel, the state of deep surrender to your dominant you experience will grow stronger and stronger because you are more submissive, because you've rolled over another time, making you more submissive. So even that state will go deeper and deeper every time, just growing stronger and stronger. And you just love to roll over for your dominant, to go belly up, to expose yourself for them. That's right. To show them all your soft and vulnerable spots. And right now, I want you to imagine doing it. Imagine you're rolling over on the floor, going belly up, rolling over for your dominant, who's standing there in front of you. And you look up at them, all your vulnerable spots exposed. You will keep your hands at your sides, maybe even above your head, so that you're even more exposed, even more vulnerable. And you know that you will never protect your body with your hands in this situation. You will never cross your legs or arms, or cross your arms over your body. You want to be exposed. You want to feel vulnerable. And you always want to do it on the floor, being literally lower than they are, so you feel even more exposed, even more vulnerable, so that they are an even bigger advantage over you. Now just imagine you are doing it right now, looking up at your dominant, and feel how submissive it makes you. Feel this deep instinctual submission when you roll over. It's deeply embedded in your mind, so deep that your conscious mind can never do anything about it. And you feel so submissive, so controlled by them, as they tower over you. Every second makes you feel more and more submissive, more and more controlled, more and more in their power. And maybe they will even bow down to you, scratching your tummy, scratching you, patting you, telling you how wonderfully submissive you are, maybe telling you how proud they are of you, that you surrender yourself to them like this. It doesn't really matter. Whatever you do, every second that you spend like this has you dropping deeper into this haze of submissive bliss, makes you feel even more submissive, even more controlled by them. You surrender to them more and more completely with every second that passes. And you know that this submissive bliss, this submissive state of mind, will stay with you for hours after you did it, because you surrender to them. And you know how an animal that rolls over for an alpha feels afterward. And somewhere deep inside of you, the same programming still exists, and we are going to use it to make you feel so submissive, so controlled, so helpless for hours every time you roll over for your dominant, and to make you a better submissive every time you do it, training you not only for the moment but long term. That's right. And of course you will find that every time you do it, it will feel better and better. You will feel happier, you will feel more blissful, more submissive. That's right. Every time you do it, you drop a little bit deeper. Every time you do it, you feel a little bit more submissive. And every time you do it, just because it feels better and better every time, you become a little bit more addicted to it. That's right. You will develop a strong desire to roll over for your dominant. It will just grow inside of you, because you know it makes you feel so amazing when you roll over, when you expose your soft belly, all your vulnerable spots to your dominant, when you demonstrate how deeply, how completely you trust them. That's right. It will feel so good that you begin to crave it more and more the more you do it. That's right. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Now before I begin, just take a moment and just think about if you want to do it for your dominant. Just think about how much pleasure it will give you to surrender to your dominant like this. And if you decide that you want to do it, you can feel all my suggestions sinking so deeply into your mind, becoming a part of who you are, a part of your behavior. And you might already know how much you are going to love to roll over for your dominant to actually do it. Now, let's get you back out of this trance so you can enjoy it. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up further and further with every number. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you'll open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and you like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.